Japan House at the University of Illinois will soon be hosting their annual Matsuri Festival. The early May event will be a celebration of Asian American Pacific Islander Heritage Month and mark the house's 25th anniversary in their current location. As Sarah Bond of the Illinois Student Newsroom reports, the Japan House story began nearly 60 years ago in the apartment of a man named Shozo Sato.
Hi. Who are you?
Every Wednesday afternoon, about 20 University of Illinois students arrive at Japan House for the class Introduction to Japanese Aesthetics. Sydney Nielsen did Japan House's internship program this past fall. She's excited to be taking this class as part of her minor in Japanese Arts and Aesthetics.
How you write ikebana in Chinese or Japanese character?
We explored it in kind of an introduction to different Japanese aesthetics in the internship program, but this one every week kind of focuses on a different traditional art for a longer period of time. So we kind of get more of an in-depth approach and kind of more of a hands-on experience also to taking this class.
Jennifer Gunji-Bulzard is the director of Japan House. She says that in 1964, Shozo Sato was living in Japan when he was invited to teach at the University of Illinois. Sato was able to teach all of his crafts on campus except for tea ceremony because the setup was too difficult. He converted a room in his apartment into a tea room and taught out of his own residence. That is, until Morton Weir, a university administrator, heard about what was going on and offered Sato an old Victorian house for teaching.
And they renovated the entire first floor into three amazing tea rooms. And it really was magical. You would open this big, heavy Victorian door, and you would walk in, and suddenly you felt like you were in Japan.
Sato taught out of this original Japan house until 1992, when the university asked for the land back and told Sato he no longer had a house to teach from. Professor Kimiko Gunji is the former director of Japan House. She took over for Sato after he retired. She says that the university offered new land, but did not offer other help.
University was saying that, okay, we have place, land, that we could use. However, we cannot help any financial situation because you cannot just say we are going to support Japan House program. Then any other country won't have same things, right?
Diana Liao is the Education and Engagement Specialist at Japan House. She says that Gunji has a deep passion for teaching and that she's a great inspiration for many students.
And I've actually met students who are much older than me who have been studying for decades, and they always say, you know, no matter what they do in life, they always say the most inspirational thing that really affected their perspective on life was taking one of Professor Gunji's classes.
Gunji Balzrud says that though Professor Gunji did a lot of fundraising, she had to continue Gunji's work when she took over as director just over 10 years ago. Gunji Balzrud says that until recently, there was always a threat of Japan House shutting down. But Gunji Balzrud worked with the current university dean to establish Japan House as a public good last fall. This means that Japan House is now recognized formally as something that serves the entire university and community. Japan House's budget now comes from the university's provost office instead of entirely through donations, gifts, and outside salaries. Gunji Balzard says that now, Japan House strives to interact with the campus and community and to share traditional Japanese arts and culture. Japan House will soon be celebrating their 25th anniversary on their current property. They also have a Matsuri Festival coming up on Saturday, May 6th. I'm Sarah Bond, Illinois Student Newsroom.